Good morning. We're continuing with Yom Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Aleph. We just did something hey, where he talks about the idea of being mashkes the sakin, which is covered Shabbos. So he mentioned that one reason is because that by being masak, by doing hashchasas the sakin, that brings to shalom bayis or prevents disagreements. We know the Chazal were very concerned about shalom bayis regards to Shabbos. The Tikkun of Neir Shabbos, Morin Shabbos, says there are two reasons why Chazar Masak and Neir Shabbos, to light Neiris and Shabbos. One is because of Shalom Bayis. The house which is dark, people tend to trip, and it's not a good place where people are in a good mood, etc. And that will detract from Shalom Bayis. There's a second reason, because of Arnik Shabbos, a person enjoys their meal much more, when they're able to see the food, like the Morin says. So we have both reasons, but one of them is because of Shalom Bayis. The Chiyuv Shalom Bayis means that there's a Chiyuv to make sure that there are Neiros lit, not only in the place where one eats, but other parts of the house as well. And we will learn more about that when we learn the Halachos of Halachos Neiros. The Chayyadim then continues and says that a person should prepare for Shabbos as if he's going to be greeting his very special guest, which is the Shabbos Malkus. So, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Samad Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says a person should wear nice clothing, and a person should be excited about the Shabbos coming, like you're greeting a melech. So there, the Mishnah Berurah touches on this idea as well, and he says in Sifkat Nehei, Bezara umakabalim hisirum oid shlo yishum machlokes b'Shabbos chas v'shalom. That the Kabbalists and the Zohar and the Mekubalim, they give a very strong admonition, strong azhara, that a person should not have any type of machloikas on Shabbos, especially between husbands and wives. The Zohar says it in this week's parsha. It says lo sabaru esh b'chol mashvaseichem b'yom haShabbos, beginning of parshas Vayakel, so that esh is not only referring to lighting a physical fire, but it's talking about the fire, the anger of the fire of machlokas, of disagreeing with somebody. It's a fiery type of a thing. People get angry and have passion. So that's compared with the idea of fire. There shouldn't be any such fires on Shabbos. So a person has to be careful about the union of Shalom Bayis. That's something which is very, very precious to Chazal. I do want to share with you that the Chidah points out that an Erev Shabbos is a time which is Masukin L'machloikas Ben Ish L'Ishtoi U'Ben HaMashorsim. It's a time which people are in danger. People trying to get ready for something. There's a time limit. You want it to look right. You want it to look proper. So you're trying to get everything just so. And that's a time where there for people, their emotions tend to run high. Their frustration tends to run high. And it's a time when people might be drawn into disagreements and anger, etc. And a person therefore should be very, very careful not to let that happen. There's a sefer called Kav HaChayim from Rav Chaim Falaji. He was the Dayan, and then he was the Rav of the city of Izmir in Turkey in the 1800s. Not to be confused with the Kav HaChayim written by Rebbe Yaakov Chaim Sofer. And he quotes this chidah, and he says that I've seen time and time again that a family where there is disagreement Friday night during the meal, or at Friday night sometime in the evening, that sometime during that week something negative happened to that family. They lost some money somewhere, something negative happened. A person has to be very, very careful that. So Chazal say that when a person is getting ready for Shabbos, Sarach Lememra Ben Yichusa, you have to say the questions in the house, you have to modulate your voice. You're saying, are we getting ready? Are things done? Whatever you're questioning, what are you talking about? It should be done in a way where one modulates one voice. Minichusi, say it gently, because not to cause pressure and not to cause machloikas. So as much as Shalom Bayis and machloikas are issues throughout the week, we're seeing over here that this is much more so in regards to Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, if a person is in the mood of being excited that the guest is coming, they're in a state of simcha for the guest coming, they won't be in the state of mind of machlokas and disagreement at katata. So Mishnah Berurah combines these two ideas that the Chayyadim says here in this simon, the idea of the lack of machloikas, preventing machloikas by sharpening the knife well, on the one hand, and being in the state of simcha that you're going to be greeting this very, very special guest. On the other hand, the combination of the two will hopefully bring the person away from a concern of getting into disagreements, arguments, machlokas, etc. Have a good day.